I'm playing Hero by Foo Fighters because, number one, it's a really awesome song by top three favorite band of mine. But when I hear this song, I think of a few different people usually in my head.
Yeah.
And this is not BS. This is not me just trying to make a moment. One of the people that I've always thought of when I hear this song in the last 10 years is number three, the face of the franchise, the guy that came in and really turned, between him and Joe Maddon, just turned a franchise completely around from the laughing stock to a World Series team to a contender pretty much, you know, every year.
The better part of a decade they were there.
Yeah. So, and doing it with hardly any kind of a budget in a very small market with a really, really weak fan base as far as showing up to games. TV ratings, you know, right there at the tops in the league.
Yeah.
We're talking about Evan Longoria. I got this news today and my heart broke. But at the same time, I was very happy for Evan because he's going back to this where he grew up. Yep. He's a California kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's going to cut ties with this area.
No.
He owns businesses. He is planted here very, very firmly.
I wouldn't be surprised if he kept a home here. You know?
I mean, Joe Maddon's always around, and he's in Chicago now. So he's always here. I believe he still has a home here, and I believe he still has a restaurant or two here.
He still does his Thanksmas every year.
Yeah. So it's hard. Nobody really leaves Tampa.
Gruden didn't.
No. Why would you? We live in paradise. Am I right, Anna?
I like you here.
I do, too. I talk about all the time, like, going somewhere else and, you know, pursuing endeavors in other parts of the country. But, man, I'd hate to leave here. I love this place.
It's
pretty
sweet.
It's where I'm born and raised. I'm very lucky.
It's my home now, too.
Yeah, I would say that.
Home.
Yeah.
Home.
But, yeah, we could not go tonight without paying tribute to Evan Longoria, man. The guy, I mean, he's just, has he ever been in trouble for anything? He had one little thing. It was spring training. They found an AK-47 in his rental home during spring training. Does that make him a bad person or does it make him badass?
I mean, that,
an AK-47?
When you want to kill every mother the room.
There's a, you know, he was young. It was when he was still, you know. You know, when you got
shooting
that,
people,
he wasn't shooting anybody. It's just, I would love to have an AK-47. I would probably never pull the trigger unless I was at like a shooting range. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to walk out my front yard and be like, King Kong ain't got it on me. You know what I mean? I ain't going to go all crazy. You know, say hello to my little friend. I ain't going to do anything like that.
I'm getting
my custom AR-15 from Precision Accuracy.
Gennaro Marcello.
You know, doesn't make me a bad person. No, just, you know, I'm a gun enthusiast.
Evan, if you're listening, we know you didn't have an AK.
Enthusiast, if you will. What? I'm just saying, that's the only, if that's a blemish, that's the only thing I could think of. The guy has been picture perfect. Good guy.
Yeah.
And admitted listener of this show.
Yes.
Said and this we whole, could, a yeah. whole station, really.
Said we could come and broadcast from Ducky's if we wanted to.
I know. He's a fan. Well, today, the news came down. Multiplayer deal.
Mm-hmm.
He has been traded to the San Francisco Giants, who they've been a really good franchise, too. World champions. And for the last year and a half, 2 years, they've just slipped off the map.
Like bad.
Really bad.
Last place team. Worst record in baseball.
Crazy. Yeah. Because, I mean, that happened overnight. They've been crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a big move to get a Golden Glover, one of arguably the best third baseman in the league.
Yep.
So, Evan Longoria, originally from California. Grew up in Downey, California. You know where Downey is?
No.
That's where they make the really, really nice fabric softener.
It smells so good.
So good.
With the little bear.
Love it, man.
Snuggles?
Oh, yeah.
That's not.
Yeah. Evan Longoria, St. John Bosco High School. Did you know that? Did you know he went there?
No. I do now, though.
Yeah. He went to California State University, Long Beach.
Hell yeah.
That is a baseball school. A lot of great baseball players come out of there. What do they call them? The Dirtbags or something is their nickname? They got some crazy name like that. Yeah. Of course, drafted by the Rays.
The Devil Rays.
Devil Rays.
In 2006.
He moved his way up the ranks the way you do in baseball. Played for the Montgomery Biscuits.
Yep.
Played briefly with
Durham.
The Durham Bulls. Got called up fairly fast. Why? Because you can't deny that kind of talent.
He kind of took Jeter's route. Jeter was in the minors maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
And then came right up, and we saw how that was. And everybody was kind of expecting Longo to take Jeter's career path. And one team, retire a Ray, go to the Hall of Fame as a Ray, you know.
Yeah. Well, tweet out at him. If you want to hashtag B-hole, or you can, but you don't have to. I'm not trying to self-gloss the show here, but if you haven't done it already, I've done it from the Johnny B Show Twitter account and my Twitter account.
Yep.
Whether he reads them or not, and I think he might, but he's going to have thousands of them. I know I saw Mike Calta tweet out at him earlier. I believe Drew tweeted out at him. They're friends.
Mm-hmm.
At Evan3 Longoria is his Twitter handle.
Yep.
Just thank him, man. Thank him for being a professional. Thank him for playing his ass off, even when we were completely out of playoff races some years.
I keep trying to tell people how much money this guy left on the table years ago when he agreed to his contract extension.
Uh-huh.
He could have been a Yankee. He could have been a Red Sox.
Easy.
Making 20-plus million a year.
Easy.
But he has said time and time again he wanted to stay here.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, players only have so much control over that.
I'm never going to stop being a fan.
Of course not.
And you know what my next jersey purchase will be?
San Francisco Giants Longo jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I will own that jersey before he owns the jersey. I will have that jersey before spring training starts.
Is your girlfriend going to wash it?
You probably shouldn't let her touch it.
No. She knows. No, she knows.
Does she?
Yeah, she does now.
How did you show her what the right way was? Did you punish her in any way, shape, or form?
I like subtle things. What I did was I left What's Love Got to Do with It, the fine theatrical masterpiece with Angela Bassett and Larry Fishburne. I left that on loop in our apartment for about 3 days. Not a big deal. Just got to send a little message. You know what I mean? I want my name back, Tina!
What happened when you first saw the jersey and its faded letters, numbers, whatever?
Both.
A little tear trickled down my face.
Like, you're going through, did you find it in the dryer?
No.
Where did you find it?
Yeah, actually, I did find it in the dryer.
And what was your reaction?
Oh, I was...
Let's relive that moment together.
I can. Not FCC friendly at all.
Okay, well, you know, amend it.
Oh, okay. It was bad. It was,
Come on.
She's referring to my custom Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey.
Custom.
That has my old football number, which was also my son's football number, number 72. And it said Johnny B on the back. I still have it. It's in my closet.
It says Johnny B.
Yeah, but if you dry a jersey and it has the painted on numbers, what will happen is the numbers will fade. They will. If you ever seen somebody wearing a trash ass like a Walmart Bucks jersey, and you can barely see the numbers, something like that will happen, and that's what happened. It rubbed off some of the numbers. She didn't mean to.
Right. No, I understand that it was a mistake. It was an honest mistake.
I wasn't even mad at her then. I was very disappointed and heartbroken. You know.
Again,
I
need a dramatization.
Okay. I opened up the dryer to pull out some clothes. I was looking for underwear that day. Right. Warm, fresh underwear.
Yeah.
And I open up the dryer and I see the sleeve. And I already know. And in my heart, I was praying, and I'm not a religious person, but I was praying.
I got you.
Please, Lord. Please, Lord, please, Lord, say that this $150 jersey, please, Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, please, Lord, Lord, have mercy. Please say that this jersey is stronger than your average jersey. Please say that the angels from the four corners of heaven flew down, got inside my dryer, and with the coolest breath, blew on my jersey, just my jersey. While it was tumbling in the high heat cycle. And they were like...
High heat.
Yes, high heat. Because it prevents wrinkles on a Hummer. And they're just inside there spinning around inside my dryer. Just... Right on the numbers.
right on them and on the letters. Like one angel's like, I blow on the Johnny B, and you blow on the 7, and you blow on the 2, and you get over there and you blow on the other 7 and the other 2. And all the angels like, we can do this. Let's save it. Let's save it. But them angels were not in my dryer that day.
No, they weren't.
They were not?
No.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are the voices in your head exactly like this? Do they sound exactly like this?
I have many, many voices, Ryan Adams. These are my angels. My angel said, we got other stuff to do, JB. We ain't got our time to be all flying around in circles inside your dryer. We got things to do. I believe there was an earthquake in Haiti that day.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the jersey was low on the priority pole.
As well it should be.
Shut up.
Those Haitians.
So yes, I took the dryer out. Or the I took the dryer jersey. Out and I shot it. I took the God damn you dryer, jersey killer. I took the jersey out, and sure enough, the numbers had some paint missing.
Did you confront your girlfriend about it?
Confront? Oh, you're going to have fisticuffs over this?
I'm just asking. You didn't just take the jersey.
Put your dukes up, bitch. Somebody's getting hit.
No, but I mean, you mentioned it.
Yeah,
when she heard you audibly sobbing.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
In the laundry room.
I may have said, sweetheart, sit down on the couch. I have to have a discussion with you. You know you can't. You know you can't dry jerseys, right?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know you couldn't dry.
Well, yeah. Well, see, bad things happen.
Oh no, I didn't know.
When you dry a jersey, bad things can happen.
Oh my God, did I dry your jersey?
Yeah, you did. You did. You did. I was hoping the angels were blowing on my jersey, but the angels were busy today, sweet pea.
Well, so what happened? What happened? Did I ruin it?
Well, yeah. And by it, I mean our relationship. It's gonna be tough to come back from this one.
Did you tell her that you were looking for a ring, but you're no longer?
No. I was on my way to Zales.
Not today, bitch.
Every kiss begins with, what's wrong with my jersey? What's wrong with my jersey? Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
It still says Johnny B, just whispers it now.
Johnny B, number 72.
You still wear it out?
I wore it to the
oh, yeah, I remember this.
I wore it to the bone draft after it happened. And this wasn't the bone fantasy football draft this year, it was last year. And the first person that saw it was Mike Olivero, promotions king. And he looks at it and he goes, dude, what happened to your jersey? Did somebody throw it in the dryer? And she was there, and I turned around and I went, yeah, they did, Mike, as I'm looking right at her. And she was like,
I know, that's heck you. The angel should have been there.
But Haiti, though.
For real.
I want to read a tweet from Chris Archer that I think pretty much sums up what everybody felt.
He's
today.
A listener, too? Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, no.
I love him.
Maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
Chris Archer said.
I saw Kiermaier's tweet, too. It was really nice.
Yeah, Sousa's tweet. Uh-huh. Yeah, Daniel Robertson's.
Uh-huh.
Chris Archer said earlier today around 2:30, never thought there would be a day where you weren't a Ray. We will do everything we can to continue the legacy that you created. I'll never forget the things I learned from you. It was such a pleasure to stand alongside you on the diamond. You'll be missed every day.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, this is right up there with you know, I would say when LeCavalier left the Lightning, when Marty St. Louis left the Lightning.
Yeah.
But the difference
Doug Williams left the Bucks?
Yeah.
That hurt.
It did?
Yeah.
How long was he here?
Doug Williams?
Yeah.
God, a long time.
Long time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Several years.
The only thing I will say is this is a guy, you know, St. Louis left on bad terms.
Right.
Evan Longoria, like you were saying earlier, he's been nothing but the consummate professional.
Yeah.
The guy is just, he plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. And
he gave us proud moments of baseball in Tampa. Like, things that we can always have. Like, who doesn't remember this right here?
I'm ready to party. Let's go.
Here it comes. Swing, a line drive down the left field line towards the corner. This one, it's gone! It's gone! Evan Longoria has just hit the Rays to the American League wild card.
Yeah.
Goosebumps. I don't remember that.
I remember that. We came back against the Yankees. How many runs were we down?
We were down 7-1, I think, late in the game.
Game 162, and that is when 162 landing was created. Mm-hmm. That short wall over left field.
Earlier that day, Boston had crapped the bed.
Yes.
And lost thanks to Carl Crawford letting a ball go under his feet.
They tanked. They tanked bad.
Yeah, the Orioles went on to beat them.
Yeah.
And it was like the perfect storm that will never happen again.
So good.
Yeah.
And a legend was made there.
Yes.
I remember we called up Dan Johnson. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those moments, too. Not just Evan Longoria, but Joe Maddon looked like an unbelievable guru. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a day. What a day. Yeah, I got goosebumps, too.
Yeah.
Today, Dick Vitale, a lot of people know he's a local guy. He lives in Sarasota. Huge Rays fan.
Yes.
Huge celebrity, obviously. College basketball guy. Just a good dude. Like, I've met him a couple times, and he's very approachable, very nice guy. Mm-hmm. Today, he was not happy.
Not happy at all.
He went on his social media, and this is how Dick Vitale felt about Longo leaving.
I'm absolutely sick. I can't believe it, and it sucks. It absolutely sucks that the Rays would trade Longoria, a genuine pro, a guy that gives us name recognition. I just wrote my check on my buddy and I for our season tickets every year. We pay major league prices, yet they're going to give us AAA baseball. That's a joke. It's a joke. Next, they'll give away Mr. Archer. He's our other named player. Chris Archer, great young pitcher. Guarantee he'll be gone, too. Yes, it'll be a Christmas present for another team, and we'll get minor league players. But the prices stay the same. Shame on you, Rays. I'm really, really disappointed.
How does he not curse there, right? Like, it's a good time to drop like some kind of a S or an F bomb, right? Poor guy. Lost his voice from being upset.
Yeah.
Tragic.
How do you feel about it, Anna?
I just don't.
Tell Evan how you
care
feel.
Care at all.
Tell him.
I mean, if you were telling me that.
Tell him how you feel. Tell Evan Longoria how you feel.
If he was like, you know what? If you told me, Johnny, you know, my favorite color is not blue, it's green now. Yeah,
true.
That's how I feel about this situation.
Uh-huh.
I can't care at all. I can't even pretend to care.
Oh, man.
Not even a little.
I don't like that at all.
I don't even know why we're really covering it.
I don't even know why I'm talking to you right now.
I don't know. I just feel like we're about to go to war with North Korea.
Really?
People have AIDS. What?
AIDS has been around forever.
Santa's not real.
Actually, AIDS was around before Evan Longoria. He was born in 85.
I just don't care. I just don't. I didn't even know what he looked like until just right now.
How handsome, right?
I think Kevin Kiermaier's more the number one.
Kind of hard to mess with Kevin Kiermaier.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yeah.
But, I just don't care. I don't.
All right, fine. God damn it.
Don't understand how you guys care so
much. Evan Longoria.
You don't even, do you even like baseball that much?
Are you crazy? I'm a huge Rays fan.
You're all about it. Yeah.
What am I wearing right now?
Yeah, well, you purposely did that.
I wear this jersey at least once a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least once a month.
Of all the jerseys he has, he rocks a Rays jersey every single month.
I don't even notice.
I was wearing a Longoria jersey, the baby blue one, about 2 weeks ago.
Do you have normal shirts?
Yes, I wear them all the time. I wore a normal shirt last night. No jersey last night.
Well, you were wearing a sweatshirt, so it was hard to tell.
Are you paying attention ever to me?
You looked like a jack-o'-lantern last night. I thought it was a jersey.
What was I wearing last night?
You looked like a pumpkin.
Your Chad Johnson Bengals jersey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
the night before, I wore a normal shirt, right? I wore my Voodoo Chef polo to get my car washed yesterday.
Yeah.
Polo shirt. Just a normal polo shirt.
Anna, I'm getting you a Christmas present.
Please don't.
Oh, I got her one right here.
I'm getting
it's right under the counter.
Are you going to fart on me?
No.
Oh.
I was going to save it at the end of the show, but you need something. Oh, there it is right there.
I knew that's what it was.
Yeah. Bing bong. Bing bong.
I love it.